And we are joined in the studio this morning by Dr. Liz Giuffre. She is 2SER's wonderful archivist. She has gone through, she's the mammoth task of going through 46 boxes.
Thereabouts.
Of nonsense that's been collected at 2SER.
You mean very important, valuable historical pieces.
Absolutely. And we've got one of those pieces here with us this morning for our deep dive in the 2SER archive. Now, Liz, tell us what we have in front of us today.
So this is a box that was named, well, there were lots of boxes. This one's old reels, basically. And so what they are old, and if there's any, I'm sure there'd be audiophiles here, but when you see these pictures, they might break your heart a little bit because they're beautiful reel-to-reel tapes in various states of, well, decay is maybe what we want to say.
Yeah.
Archaeological positioning, maybe? Yeah. I'm not sure.
I mean, anyway, that's a beautiful way of putting it. Okay. I would say flopped in a box.
Yeah, chucked in a box. They were definitely chucked in a box. And we can't even necessarily say it was the same bunch that were chucked in the same box. I think they've just been chucked in the box over time.
Yeah.
So with these reels, and I think we got to about 36 in the first lot.
Oh, my word.
What we were able to do is took to our good friends at Studios 301 here in Sydney.
We love them.
We love them hard. Mm. We really do love them. And they basically took these analog reels and restored them, cleaned them up, brought them back to digital for us. Not back to digital, took them to digital for the first
Welcome
time.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Indeed.
This is exciting. And now this was no easy feat either that we gave our beautiful friends.
No, because there's things in different formats, in different states of decay, different age, different stage.
Mm.
The tapes have had to be treated differently according to basically what state they're in. So they've got to have a mixture of different players to play them. Sometimes they needed to be baked. Like this is a process that, you know, we need to talk to them properly about, and maybe we should do that in an upcoming episode.
Absolutely.
But they showed me, like, there's a little, it looks like a little bar fridge, but it's like a little bar stove where they literally put the tapes in and bake them to get whatever junk is on it that you don't want
180 for 2 hours.
No, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I thought that was a really cool technical term.
It's legitimate. I don't know that's exactly what they do, but it's literally sticking in there enough so that, and this is, if you're listening and you know more about this, I'm sorry, I'm a doctor but not a doctor in this. However, that's what they've done. They've had to treat the tapes before they're even playable, then before they are transferable. So it's really, I mean, it's really intricate work, really painstaking work.
Yeah, thank God our friends are smart and talented.
I know, right? I know. And I think there's quite a lot of trial and error that goes to it as well, you know. So, and this is obviously not the first time they've done this type of thing. So they kind of joke that they get, you know, tapes thrown at their left at their doorstep like little abandoned babies all the time, you know, poor little puppies left at the vet, you know, type thing, please look after my baby.
Yeah,
but you know, they've got a whole room, so they've got rooms of masters of, you know, who's who and who's that.
Oh, wow.
Of Australian music as well.
Oh,
things that have
gosh.
Sat in basements and, you know, under beds and all that kind of stuff,
like our basement.
Exactly. Which, and you know what would be lovely to find out in the future too, is how many other boxes are there in places other than 2SER that relate to 2SER. So, listener, if you are one of those people that has boxes, maybe be in touch with us, because let's look at what we could do.
Absolutely.
Maybe in the future.
Absolutely.
You know?
We want to know if under your bed or in your garage,
in
I'm
your
sure.
shed, don't condo that business.
No.
Hanging on to it is going to give you joy. Don't
Absolutely.
Throw it out.
Oh,
don't
no.
throw it out.
Do not condo that.
No.
This will spark joy.
Yeah.
So there's some interesting looking tapes in here. And so we've had these all digitized.
Yeah. Yeah. So now
How
we've
exciting.
Got we've got the file off. Some of them could be restored, some of them couldn't. Some have got bits that have made sense and bits that haven't, so you know what I mean? Bits of silence. But then it's really hard to know initially, you know, if they were chopped up, how often they were recorded over, all that stuff. So even though we've got this digital now that, you know, in the future, dear listener, we can play for you and cut up and whatever, it's really important that we hang on to those physical tapes too, because they're going to tell us stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if you want to get too kind of romantic about it, we can look at whose fingerprints have been on them and all that kind of stuff.
Ooh, but CSI.
Yeah. But, you know, with tape, people chop and change, you know, the whole story about cutting and, you know, all of that stuff. So
yeah.
The actual artifact itself can tell us some really interesting things about the time time and the process, you know. So we're never going to get rid of those. They're beautiful things
to look at. See, now this is a legitimate relic for me because I didn't grow up in an age where tapes were a thing.
Well, this is, but I mean, bear in mind too that these are quite different to the cassette tapes that you would have had where you stick the pencil in.
But I really
in
didn't even have those.
Yeah, well, you're a young'un, you see. I definitely cassette, I had my first, you know, cassette Walkman and I loved the hell out of it. You know, it's not buying
Discman.
A record. It's No, cassette. Yeah. Walkman had cassette, my friend. And wow. you haven't lived unless you've bought a cassette single with your own very
a
own money.
Single. Oh. That's a word?
Oh, dude. All right. This is another episode for another time. We will talk cassette singles later on. But these are a little bit different because these were obviously broadcast quality and obviously too, they were more expensive. So you know, they would have been recorded on again and again as well. It wasn't like now where we can hit record and kind of hang on to things in digital format for time in memoriam. It was this space was quite precious.
Yeah.
So we're not necessarily going to have, you know, things in complete terms. We're not necessarily going to have every episode of everything. So that in itself is going to be really interesting once we start listening is to say, well, what survived? And maybe guess about why was this one put to tape and something else wasn't, you know, those types of things. So we can ask all of those amazing questions
and
with this stuff.
We will be. Liz, I can't wait to see in the future exactly what comes off these tapes as well.
Yeah.
And we must get our friends in from Studios 301 to have a chat to us because we need to learn more about this baking thing.
That's right.
I can bake a mean cupcake.
It sounds a bit dodgy now we keep talking about baking. It's not, you know, it's not that kind of baking, friends. Maybe, I don't know, but you know, that's not where we're going.
Oh, dear. Liz, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.